Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you on Friday, October 24th. And today we're going to be talking a little bit of gold because something that has come up a bit in the past few months. And as we get closer to certain things happening, I thought you might find interesting. And my dad, I'm wearing my new, I don't know if this is a Hawaiian shirt or a Florida shirt, although I don't know where people are and whether it's getting cold out there yet, but nice and warm down here in Florida, and certainly a lot happening in the gold and silver markets. We'll take a quick look at the pricing, where you see here the gold price at 41.30 as my browser catches up. So precious metals basically flat on the day after you had. Maybe not entirely flat, but close to flat. And let's get the real-time commodities up here. But certainly after what we've seen the past week with wild moves both up and down. Okay, there is our updated pricing. So gold down $20, silver down 30 cents. And after what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, hopefully you're able to catch your breath a little bit. Might add that at least on the silver side, keep in mind that what you saw the past week was not even the biggest correction of this year, if you measure peak to trough of what we saw back in April after reciprocal tariffs were announced. So anyway, still we're ending the week with $48.50 silver, $41.20 gold. And what I wanted to dig into here is something that I think is becoming increasingly more likely. And first of all, I would like to rightfully give credit. This is an idea that Luke Gromen, who you know I'm a big fan of, and fortunately we had on the show a while back, he's been talking about for months. So it's something I've been thinking about. And then he had a note in his recent Q&A that he released through his Tree Ring service, which I'll say is a pay service, although darn well worth it. I'm quite glad I listen to it rather than read, but. Anyway, a few things that he mentioned in there today that I thought were really worth pointing out, and not to steal his ideas, but I'll add my own thoughts here because last year we had this was the strategic Bitcoin reserve that was mentioned by Cynthia Lummis, or brought into legislation, I guess, whatever the term would be. And here they have this part about the Federal Reserve gold certificates. Now, Luke has also pointed out how in the Federal Reserve accounting manual, I think it's section 2.10, where basically the Treasury can request that these gold certificates, which are marked at $42 and 22 cents, 2/9 of a dollar. So held by the Fed on behalf of the government. So one of the ways that they were talking about how to fund the Bitcoin reserve was saying, all right, well, if we just raise the price of those certificates to the market price, then what you end up with is a cash payment from the Fed to the Treasury. No gold moves anywhere. They're just remarking it, and money is put into the Treasury's account. Handy little trick. And obviously, that makes you wonder, well, or at least it made me wonder at first, well, okay, if they could reset the price here, could they just say, well, rather than market price, maybe we should do it to 5,000 or 10,000? I haven't there I've not seen any evidence of anyone in government suggest that yet, although what Luke mentioned a while ago, and then I started thinking about is that, well, as this gold price is rising, well, theoretically, whatever level that, if you're resetting it to the market price, well, if the market's higher, that means more money that comes into the Treasury account. And as we've talked about quite a bit before, all of the plans I've seen so far, they seem to be more along the lines of buying another year or two than necessarily any sort of long-term fix. And I'll say this isn't to rule out the possibility that there's a Sunday night and at some point they say, all right, we have to put the gold price at this level substantially higher so that more debt can be knocked off. I think over a longer term, you could even say that that becomes a lot more likely, if not an inevitability. I spent the past 15 years thinking, how else do you ultimately get out of this? And but still, we'll call that a more extreme event and we'll leave that aside. But what you have here is something that's already been introduced, written out, discussed. And that leaves a scenario where at this point, because for a long time, we always heard, well, the government doesn't want the gold price rising because that's a sign that people are not feeling as good about the currency. And I think that for a long time that was the case, yet the dynamics have changed. And now you have this situation where as the gold price goes up, that gives more cash into the treasury, which here's the other key part is that we've reached the point now, and this is why I think the thinking inside Washington has changed, is that, with the rare earths and all the other areas where the US is dependent on China, especially for the military, they have to reshore. So something has to shift here. And this could very well be what's shifting. And again, I would say on one hand, this is speculative. Yet on the other hand, we have Scott Bessent, who talked about how he was gold bugged. We've had Stephen Miron, now the chair of economic advisors, now involved with the Fed, who has talked about the much lower dollar, restructuring the global trading system. So you're kind of seeing these things happen. And then you have this thing here, which is a very is it already an introduced way for the hat trick to be completed, if you will. Now, I know that there's some school of thought. Some people say, well, is the US really doing anything in the gold price? Are the banks really doing this or that in the gold price? Fortunately, we don't have to guess at that because even Paul Volcker in his autobiography before he passed away, Keeping At It, I believe it was called. And I believe it's page 61 where he talks about coming out of the London gold pool. We had to do this or that to keep the price from rising. I think was very close to the actual language he used. So Gatta, Chris Bell, and Bill Murphy have done a great job of keeping an archive of the various times that you hear these statements pop up that show that despite what Ben Bernanke, when he goes out and says, I don't know why anyone looks at gold, that they do look at gold, or whether it's Bernanke or whoever he's under. So there is evidence to support that. I mean, it's not hard to find. And also, you can just look at what's happened, that there has been an incentive for the US to keep the gold price down. Ironically, we're at a point where it's rising, and now I think you could go as far as to say, is even the primary incentive or the primary motivation really could be not just for China at this point, but for the US to have a higher gold price as well, because the more it goes up and then you roll this baby out there, more cash that comes in. And they've already made clear. You see them investing in minerals. You see the push to bring manufacturing back here, which is something that I think is going to have to happen. I think they realize it's going to have to happen. Is this saying they're out there jacking the price up? I wouldn't go that far, but I would agree with the broader point Luke was making that it seems like there's a good case to be made that the thinking has changed substantially, and that's really how it could roll out. Because again, you could have the more extreme step, but here, this part right there already laid out, and if the gold price goes up to 5 or 6,000, then you have more money coming in. One final note on the silver side before we wrap up. Well, first of all, let's take a look at that spread in the silver market, where here we close out the futures at 48.43, spot price 48.62, so still in backwardation, although it continues to narrow at 20 cents. There was another withdrawal out of the COMEX today, and I might add, as we talked about in today's Substack, if you go over here, and I may have touched on this yesterday, sometimes these blur together. But India, well, I don't know why that new one isn't up there. Here's the story from India where they, well, I guess that is not the story from India, but basically, all eyes have been on India waiting for them to get their silver. It was October 9th. They were supposed to get it in a week or two. Then JP Morgan said that it's not going to be coming for at least till the end of October into November. We'll see if it arrives then. There has been a lot of silver leaving the COMEX. I would also balance that with the concept that you did just have India in a silver mania at a time when the price was at a record high, and they're known as a price-sensitive buyer. And just when you think about the human dynamics, if somebody really wants something and then you take it away and say you can't have it, I wonder what the demand will be like when silver finally gets back there. I would think there's at least some chance that they get their shipment and then they could be in the same spot sometime shortly after that. I guess we will find out. So, anyway, hope you had a great week following the markets. It's been nice to be here with you. Again, you can find Luke at ff-treerings.com. Highly recommended to get that. I'm about halfway through and it puts it into context, and he does a great job of explaining why this the reshoring of manufacturing is so tied and connected, and kind of the times even where I'm wondering, hey, did I miss something here? Then I think about that again, and it's like, okay, this puts my mind at ease. So hopefully you found that helpful. And last thing before we wrap up, I will mention I'm going to be at the Halloween Festival next weekend. That's October 30th to November 2nd. Gonna see some string cheese there as well as goose for the first time. Imagine I'll swing in for some Mo. It's not look like we have Umphreys here, but anyway, that's in Live Oak, Florida. So since we have a wide audience and some Florida people and music lovers, if you're gonna be down there, please send me a message through the Arcadia Substack and maybe we can catch up, watch some music together, but it should be a fun time. And anyway, hope you're getting set for a wonderful weekend. Had a good time this week, and we will look forward to checking back in, see what happens next week.